The ambulance service particularly is calling for greater sanctions against these people, but it is part of a province-wide campaign by the entire healthcare family, who are saying that these sort of attacks just are not tolerable whatsoever. We have engaged with communication activity to try and stamp out the attacks, but whilst we do recognise the worth of education, we do feel that something more concrete needs to be done, and anybody who is brought before the courts, we would like to see custodial sentences handed to these people as a deterrent for anybody else who might be of a mind to feel it is okay to attack paramedics or other healthcare workers or emergency workers as they go about performing their duties.
Now, none of the paramedics were seriously injured on Sunday night, but this isn't the first time this has happened, and this shouldn't be happening at all.
No, the paramedics weren't injured on Sunday night, but if you—that's more of a good fortune than anything else. The patient actually had been strapped into for his own safety, he'd been strapped into the stretcher, and as the paramedic was assessing him, he decided to take offence against this, and he aimed a number of punches at the paramedic. If he hadn't been restrained by the stretcher, it could have been a much worse situation, given that the back of the ambulance is a very, very confined space. But also with that, the paramedic was able to recognise that the situation was escalating and he was a wee bit more on his guard than perhaps if he'd been treating a patient on the street and a blow may have come from behind. You know, so it's all these different sorts of situations that the paramedics face with as they go about their daily duties.